Hello, and welcome to our first ever podcast called Inside Eastside. We're talking about what's going on here at the Eastside Church of Christ located in Baytown, Texas. I'm Mark Hines, and I'm here with my co-host, Zeke Flores.
Hi, Mark. I'm glad to be here, and especially glad to be able to talk about all the things that are happening at Eastside. There's something for everyone here, and there's always something going on to help build the spirituality of our members. I'm excited about what we've got to offer at Eastside.
And that includes, coming up very quickly, a men's workshop. We're just starting to publicize that. You're going to be taking the lead on that on 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, starting in a couple of weeks, April 27th.
Our hope for this Men at Work workshop is that we'll be able to help better prepare men and young men who want to offer themselves more in leading God's people in worship. There's a whole slew of different topics that we'll be talking about in this Men at Work workshop, all of them ranging from serving at the Lord's Supper table to the public reading of Scripture. And you would be amazed at just how much better worship could be when a simple thing such as reading Scripture is done well.
Right. I've noticed a lot of times we assign our young people, our teenagers, the task of reading Scripture, and that's something really adults who are inexperienced trying to break into getting used to getting up in front of folks. That's something that could really help them.
Well, we're hoping that this is going to be just that, a help for those fellows who want to involve themselves in it. Our hope is that we're going to have two different age groups. We're going to have those who are over 18 in one class and those who are under 18 in another. For the first class, we're all going to meet together, and we're going to talk about the Lord's Supper, serving at the Lord's Supper on that first Sunday. And then on subsequent Sundays, we'll have each group meeting separately where we can talk about different topics.
That'll start April 27th, Sunday at 5 o'clock. We'll have 6 sessions afterwards, and we'll be telling you more about that. It'll be in the bulletin, all the dates and information for that. I'm really excited about that.
You know, something else that's really exciting, Mark, that I love that happens here at Eastside is the sheer choice of Bible classes that our members have. Well, when we were talking before about there are some men who want to be able to do more, there are men who want to teach. And with the availability of those men, we'll be able to expand our class offerings.
Joe Scarborough has already agreed to teach a class starting in June. And this is going to enable us to start a young adult Bible class. And that gives opportunity for more teachers.
Not only do the young adults have the opportunity to meet in an atmosphere that is more conducive to their learning, but older adults also have the opportunity. You know, there are some folks who just like the setting of a large auditorium class, and then there are others who like the setting of a smaller, more intimate adult class, and we've got those options available for our members here at Eastside as well.
Well, the bottom line is we are about teaching and explaining the Bible, applying it not just in our sermons, but also in our Bible class program. And we have classes for all ages, including the little ones. And we just started a little kids class called the Luke 252 Crew. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And that's at 5:30 on Sundays. Lots going on here at Eastside.
Mark, that Luke 252 Crew is an exciting thing for our little ones. You know, when you led the first one here just last week, it was exciting to see how those kids were so into learning more about the Bible and more about what the Bible has to say. And I'm excited for them. And I know you're just the man to lead them in that. Tell us more about what you're going to be teaching the kids.
Well, it'll be a drills class, basically, where these little ones, third grade and below, and we had Brooklyn there, 2 years old. She was an active participant. That was neat. And just reviewing what they've studied in their Bible classes, asking them questions, asking them their memory verse. And every month they have a new memory verse, but also the Bible drills, the apostles, the books of the Bible, giving them a chance to show off and just let everyone hear and see the progress that these young people are making. We really appreciate the Bible class teachers. We appreciate even more the parents who are teaching their kids, bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We want to help.
You know, all the things that we've been talking about so far, Mark, whether it's the men's workshop or the Luke 252 crew or even the different Bible classes that are going on, most of those things have happened because of suggestions from our members.
Right. And of course, we've got the box out in the foyer. Sometimes, though, we have found there are questions that we would like to address from the pulpit, and maybe they won't warrant an entire sermon. And so why don't we, on this podcast, we're going to address some of the questions that we just haven't been able to get to. And I have one here that is really important. If the prayers of the Lord's Supper do not mention the emblem for which the prayer is given, is the partaking of the bread and the fruit of the vine done in a scriptural manner?
That is important, Mark. It's important because while the fellow who is leading the prayer may sometimes, perhaps because of nervousness, forget to specifically mention the emblem, it's still on the worshipers' minds. And that's something else that maybe we ought to remember. You know, though we commune not only together but with the Lord during this time of communion, during the time of the taking of the Lord's Supper, it still is a very intensely personal thing. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 28 that a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he shall eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And I'm convinced that although someone may inadvertently leave out a prayer specifically mentioning the bread or the fruit of the vine, that still, in the worshiper's mind, that's what they're giving thanks for, because they're remembering what this time is all about. It's about the sacrifice of Jesus, how it impacts them, and how we ought to remember that.
You know, what if the person who's leading on the table, what if they have sin in their life? What if they're dealing with something that nobody else knows about? Does that negate the partaking of the Lord's Supper if we find out after the fact?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe that someone else's experience is going to impact my taking of the Lord's Supper. As long as my mind is right, as long as I understand the reason for which I'm doing it, I believe that I can do it in a scriptural manner.
Well, I've really liked something that you got started, Zeke, and that is having the men, encouraging them to read a scripture before the Lord's Supper. And that helps. We have a song, of course, that we sing to help prepare our minds. But we also now have a scripture every week.
We want to encourage our fellows to take their time as
right.
They're serving us the Lord's Supper. To help us to slow down just a little bit and remember what it's all about. And that's what these scripture readings are for. Sometimes we tend to confine ourselves to the example that we have of Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper in one of the Gospels, or perhaps the words of Paul that I just read from in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. But when you think about it, there are so many passages that have to do with the benefits of the sacrifice of Jesus that are found in other places. And that's what we're trying to do with these Lord's Supper scripture readings, is to expand on some of those passages and think more about the great impact that Jesus' sacrifice has on all of us.
Well, one closing thought as we end our first ever podcast. This Saturday on April 19th, we're going to be meeting up here, anyone and everyone who wants to, at 1 o'clock to pass out some flyers about the church and promote the church. And I've heard a lot of folks express a lot of interest in this. It was one of our elders, Charles Kelly, who came up with this idea.
Well, I think it's already been proven that there are a few things as significant as a personal invitation to worship, and we're going to be extending those. We want to let folks around neighborhoods nearby know where we're at, know what we're doing, and just give them a personal invitation to come worship with us. Come check us out.
Here at Eastside, all we strive to go by is the Bible. We just want to be New Testament Christians. Well, thank you for listening today to Inside Eastside, our first ever podcast. My name is Mark Hines.
And I'm Zeke Flores.
Thanks for listening.
I shall not be